Welcome, everybody. Shir number 847, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are going through our siman, of course, Resh Ches, various different questions, ins and outs. Now, the question, I want to start to talk a little bit about soups. We spoke about soups a little bit in the past, a long, long time ago, but I want to talk about some soups anyways, in reference to when mezonos is involved. So you have, for example, you have a barley soup. You have soup that has barley in it. You have, and it could have vegetables also. You could have a soup that has noodles in it, lakshin, right? You have noodles in it, which is mezonos, barley, which is mezonos, right? Regular cooked barley, mezonos. So the question is, what type of soup do I have? What bracha do I make on the soup? Now, the other question is also, how much, let's say, in case of barley, you have barley, let's say you don't have too much barley. Have a little drop of barley. Have mostly soup, but a little drop of barley is over there in the soup. What do I do in such a case? So it's like this. It's pretty simple. When an item is made together in general, as opposed to if you made it separate. In other words, somebody made the soup and then they put in the noodles, or somebody made the soup and they put in the barley. We'll try and get to that a little bit separately. But let's say regular barley soup, the person made it with barley, and that's how they made it together, and it's a regular amount of barley in the soup. It's a barley soup, even though you might have vegetables in there, whatever the case would be. But so in general, the bracha on that is going to be a mezonos, right? We've spoken about in the past many times in our Simen Resh Ches that if something is cooked together, and there's mezonos over there, and this is it's a bowl of soup. So, and when you have mezonos in there, and the mezonos is there for the taste, or the sustenance, as opposed to, you know, for mechanics of the food, which we spoke about, keep it together, whatever, when it's there for taste of sustenance, then the bracha is mezonos, and everything is bottled, in general, everything is bottled to the mezonos, which would be the barley, or let's say the case in time where you have noodles in there, or so on. Okay, so the same thing would apply even if somebody has a lot of soup. In other words, I have a regular amount of barley and so on, but I have a lot of soup, you know. So mice, the same thing would apply. Now, the only question comes up where it could be a little bit whereby one might have to make a shahakal also on something else we'll talk about. That is if there's only a few pieces, a very small amount of barley floating around, and it's basically soup. So that becomes a little bit more problematic. Okay, so just to read from the Rabbanan in a Sefer on page 436, and he's actually quoting the Mishnah Berurah in our Simen Resh Ches, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel. So he says like this, if the soup, let's say I have a barley soup, but the soup consists only of liquid, mostly liquid, it's basically liquid, containing only a small amount of barley grains, right? So then the following procedure should be followed. Just to read from the Mishnah Berurah, again, that's what we're looking at over here. The soup is, it's mostly soup, and the person is making it for this soup, but they threw in there a few barley grains, which was cooked together. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in such a case, that Lamai said, the bottom line is we can't say, even though it's a few amount of barley pieces in there, and it's very mostly soup, so you still can't say that the barley is bottled, the barley becomes part of the soup, whereby you'll only make a shahakal, because of the fact that it's mezonos. You have to make a mezonos. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us very simple, that Amina Dagam Le Botli Vitzarch Levarach Ala Grefin, you would have to make a bracha mezonos, Baramina mezonos, on the barley. But the problem is, says the Mishnah Berurah, in this case, again, only in this case, like we mentioned, where it consists mostly of liquid, containing only a small amount of barley, a few barley grains floating around. So then he says, but also we'll say maybe the soup, it's very hard to say, you know, you have only a few barley grains floating around there. It's not a regular barley soup. It's mamish, it's a soup, but I have a few barley things growing, floating around there. So the barley, you have to make a mezonos. That's not a question. But what do we do with the soup? It's very hard to say that the whole soup is bottled to those few little pieces of barley that's floating around. So came Sheikra Nasa Raklachasiya of Lachila tells us in Mishnah Berurah, it's a case in time whereby the soup is basically for drinking, you know, besides those few barley pieces, basically for drinking, not for eating. One would have to make a shahakal. So he says, first make a bracha shahakal and then make a bracha on the barley. But he brings down afterwards, it's better, since even that could be problematic, because Lamaisa, the klal is, if you have mezonos, I made my soup, soup. I cooked my soup, and there's mazonos there. Lamais is mazonos. The only question is over here, because there's a lot of soup, only a very small amount of barley. So v'chai yodim, but he brings from the chai yodim, because of she'yosin toiv b'zeh, levarach shahakol. One should make a shahakol al dover acher, on something else. V'yotzi is a reitev, and one should have in mind the soup. V'chol zadavka b'chameshes minudogen, right? So that this is by, we'll talk about if it's a vegetable soup, it goes a little bit different, but be it as it may, so when it comes to a mazonos, the same thing would apply by noodles, l'chayra, the same thing. So if it's a lot of soup and only a few noodles here and there, so of course you have to make sure to make a mazonos on the noodles, but Mishabur says, I mean, you could make sort of on the soup, shahakol, separately, but on the water, but one should not do that. He brings again from the Chai Adam, one should better to take something else and make a davar acha, something else, and make a shahakol on something else. Have in mind the soup, right? Not the whole soup with the mazonas. Have in mind the soup. And they should take out, first, before they do that, they should take out either the barley or the noodles, and make a mazonos separately on that, not having in mind the soup, just to make a separate mazonos on the barley or on the noodles. Now, the only problem is, if the person doesn't have anything else, and they only have a few pieces of noodles floating around and a few pieces of barley, and it's mostly soup, and it's a drink, you know, it's basically a drinkable soup. So then he says, the Mishabur says, and the person will be making the shahakal on the water itself, on the soup itself. One should first make the bracha on the water, okay, on the soup itself. And afterwards take out without the barley and without the noodles, just plain water. You make a shahakal on that, and then you make a mazonos separately on the and the barley or on the noodles. Just pull out one noodle or whatever. You pull out the barley or whatever the case is, make a mazonos on that. That's in a case in time if somebody doesn't have something else. But if you have something else, make a shahakal on something else. Have in mind the soup and the barley. You could take out one, make a mazonos, and you take out a noodle, make a mazonos. And that should be done first. And then the shahakal on something else. But if you don't have anything else, that's what he says. If you don't have anything else, then you would make first valkeni varch techila al hamayim. First, you make on the soup, and after the barley, because of the fact that the problem is, it could be if you made on the barley, possibly we're going to say that might even cover the soup. But since there's so little barley and so much soup, and it's really the whole soup is over here, it's a different case. So that's why we're saying to do this procedure. But just to keep in mind, if it's a regular soup that's cooked regular barley, noodles and so on, in general, the only bracha would be mazonos. I eat it, this is my soup with my noodles, this is my soup with my barley, and the only bracha would be I eat it all together, of course, it's cooked together and so on, so the bracha would be mazonos only, and a al hamichya, of course, if somebody ate, now as far as the after bracha, one would make an al hamichya as long as they ate kazayas of the barley under in b'chtechilis pras, under 4 minute period, or kazayas of the noodles b'chtechilis pras under 4 minute period. Only then would they make a al hamichya, right? If there was no point in eating of the soup, whereby you ate a kazayas of the noodles, or under a 4 minute period, or you didn't eat the barley, let's say in the case of barley soup, you didn't eat kazayas of the barley under a 4 minute period, but you ate, you kept on eating it together. So then, of course, one would make a barin nefashos in that case. Again, of course, assuming that a person, drank enough soup in the right amount of time, which is pretty, not a major amount. We've spoken about in the past, Revius, even Bichtei Echelis Pras, that would be good enough. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Brocha. Kol Tov.